This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A young indie rock band is working to put Youngstown's music scene on the map by starting their own music festival. For this week's Shuffle, I talked to members of Spirit of the Bear about Fiction Forest.
I say these things over again. It starts to feel inadequate. The needle spins, the circles back.
James Harker and Jamie Vitullo started playing music together at Boardman High School. And Vitullo says as they started adding members, they called themselves Spirit of the Bear and started playing gigs.
When we first started, we were just kind of putting on our own shows because like we were like 15 and couldn't really play in many bars yet. But we kind of just did our own shows and we'd set them up in like churches or in coffee shops. I didn't really notice it until I can't even remember what show it was, but just there was one night in particular, there were just so many people watching us play. I think it was the first time we actually played in like a real bar in Youngstown, which is like the hangout place in Youngstown called Susie's. And we played there for the first time and there were like maybe a couple hundred people packed into this bar. And that was the first time I was like, oh, like we're a band, like we're a real band.
I run my mouth faster. Run my mouth faster now.
Two full-length albums later, most of the members of the band are in college and putting most of their energy into their Fiction Forest music festival. Harker says curating the annual Youngstown event happened by chance.
This guy approached us, his name's Brian McHale, and asked if we wanted help managing our band. And we were like, we knew nothing about that kind of stuff. So we said, sure. And 3 years in a row, the other band he was like managing or running was called Jones for Revival, and they were sort of like a jam band, I guess, like a funk jam band. And they were hosting a festival in Youngstown called Revive Fest, and we played on it 2 years in a row. And Jones for Revival kind of like slowed down, and they sort of all moved to different places and aren't doing as much. But we sort of picked up the slot where their festival was because we, at that point, had a big enough draw. You know, we were praying like, oh, you know, we can bring a couple hundred people to our own show, might as well host a festival, see if we can get all the biggest bands in Youngstown to do it. So we took over the Revive Fest, essentially, or what it was, and started calling it Fiction Forest.
About half of the 15 artists in the lineup are from Youngstown, including J.D. Eicher, the Vindies, and the Labra Brothers. Harker says he wanted to work to showcase the city's music scene that doesn't get much attention.
One thing that I think definitely came up when we were like coming up in the music scene is just like how close Youngstown's community is as far as like supporting musicians and artists in the area, because it's such a small, close community and everyone kind of like bands under this idea that like Youngstown is like the armpit of Ohio, but they're like proud of that. We were all super young coming up in the music scene. I think we just sort of were striving to have a sound that no one else had in the city, because we knew that the people would rally around that and sort of lift us up in the scene, and that's like the main reason that we're here, I guess, in this position of being able to host our own event.
That's James Harker and Jamie Vitullo of Spirit of the Bear. Fiction Forest is this Saturday at Youngstown's B&O station. You can find links and more at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, every Thursday on Morning Edition. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.
I'll take you with me to where I want to be. My life is hollow, I'll make no memories. Sun's underneath us, you walk right next to me.